So you have heard that our theme in the next few weeks is coming home, or finding home, finding home. So this past week I was talking with someone and he shared with me his story of home. And so he told me that many years ago, when he went to college, that August he went to college, his father had gotten a new job. And in that new job, they went to a new city in a new state. So when he came home for Christmas break, he was returning home to a place he had never been before. I'm sure it was lovely to see his parents and siblings, but was this home? We all have strange stories of what we call home or what we consider home. For 3 years, my home was in two places. For 3 days a week, my home was in Boston. And for 4 days a week, my home was in Syracuse. I felt at home in both places. When I was leaving class, I would say, "I'm heading home now." Someone would look at me and ask, "Your dorm home or your Syracuse home?" And others knew exactly what I meant. You may have a touching story about your home, or you may have a terrifying story about your home. We each think of home in a unique way. This season, we will be finding home. This home may mean a physical home or a spiritual home. Finding home may mean you have physically found a place to lay your head at night. Finding home may mean finding God, love, Jesus, compassion, or the Holy Spirit again or in a new way. Sometimes we can't even think about going deeper with God because we don't have a physical home to live in. Our entire life is consumed with finding a physical home that is safe. Yet sometimes when we have no physical home, all we can rely on is that God is with us as we struggle and suffer to find a safe place. We all are somehow in the midst of finding home. Each of us is finding home in a different way. It may be a different road or path or even a sidewalk because of our background. It could be different because of our life experiences. It could be different because of our current situation. God doesn't care how we find home. God is always waiting in the doorway with a door wide open. Today, we are celebrating Epiphany, the day the Magi, the kings, the wise men, the Gentiles, saw Jesus for the first time. It's interesting that the Magi knew of the Messiah's birth by studying the stars. They were intelligent, wise men, studying astrology as a science or a religion, depending on who you ask. Either way, they came to Jesus not by angels, scribes, or Pharisees, but by studying the sky, the stars. Some say Matthew's account of the Magi was a way of showing his hearers that Jesus' story and message were for all people of the world, not just the Jews, but the Gentiles as well. Is this the day the Magi found home? The love of God? Were they now believers of the God of the Jews and the Christians? Did they go home to the east and spread the good news of Jesus the Messiah? We may never know. But they did come to know Jesus by studying the stars. And they traveled to the east, home, by a different route because they were able to interpret dreams. They did not wait for God's voice or angels, but understood how to interpret dreams and ultimately spared Jesus as a young child from Herod's fear and anger. The shepherds came to know Jesus in a very different way. They were told of the Messiah's birth by God's angels. They were afraid, but as soon as they were told not to be afraid, they were not afraid. The shepherds were not studying the stars. They were taking care of their sheep in the fields, the open air. The shepherds were actually considered the lower class during this time. Anyway, the shepherds were told of the Messiah's birth and decided to check it out. They didn't double check with anyone or ask for directions. They just went for it. Hey, let's check out the angel's story. Let's go see the Messiah, King of the Jews. Is this when they came home? Were these particular shepherds chosen for a reason? Did they need reassurance from God? Did they need to see to believe? Or were they the ones with the biggest mouths, the best evangelists, that would be the best at spreading the good news of the Messiah's birth for years to come? The shepherds see Jesus much before the Magi. The shepherds were Jewish, while the Magi were Gentile. The shepherds were living in fields with sheep, while the Magi were studying the sky. And they both came searching for home, searching for the divine love, so that they could honor the divine, Jesus. Each received the message in a different way. Each worshiped in a different way. Whether they were curious or felt called to know God in a new way, they found their way. Jesus' father, Joseph, was just trying to do the right thing. First, he married the pregnant Mary after receiving the advice of an angel. Then he traveled to his hometown, Bethlehem, to fulfill his duty for the census. In Bethlehem, Mary had Jesus, and before you knew it, the angel was back telling Joseph to flee to Egypt. So where was Joseph's family home? Was it in Bethlehem or Egypt or Nazareth? No. Joseph's home was in listening, trusting, and having faith in God. What a faithful man. His physical home kept changing, yet he listened to the angels that God had sent to keep his family safe. Just like the immigrants and refugees around the world today that are just looking for a safe physical home for their families, they ride rafts and boats and walk for miles and miles in hope of a new home. They hope for a home in which others will be kind and compassionate, a new home that will be safe, unlike their former home. As they struggle to find their new physical homes, how is their spirit? Are they able to find a home in the divine? My prayer is that they are as faithful as Joseph and find a home in a new place, as Jesus' family did in Egypt until Herod's death. My prayer is that our Syracuse church family will welcome a refugee family or two here in Syracuse to both a physical home and a spiritual home. We are all striving to find home. We may be one who studies like the Magi to find home. Or we may jump right in like the shepherds to find out how to get involved as we find home. Or we may still be searching to find a safe home like Joseph as he took his family to Egypt. whether we are searching for a physical home or a spiritual home or both. God, love, Jesus, compassion, the Holy Spirit are ready and waiting for us. God doesn't care how we find home. God is always waiting in the doorway with the door wide open, because all of life is about coming home. Amen.